Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After a weekend of airstrikes on Iran's proxies in the Middle East, more likely.
We're getting the message that the United States is prepared to carry out additional retaliatory strikes if they happen. But what we heard from the Pentagon's top spokesman today is that they're not going to telegraph any of that. So no advance warning or anything like that. But we saw that build up last week, but eventually we did see those strikes. But the Pentagon's top spokesman, Pat Ryder, is saying today that that's not going to happen in the further.
ABC's Louis Martinez. A freighter traveling through the southern Red Sea was hit by a suspected Houthi rebel drone. The British military says the attack caused slight damage to the freighter's windows on the bridge. No injuries reported. 6 months in jail, the sentence for former Indianapolis area daycare operator Tanya Rochelle Voris. She pleaded guilty to giving melatonin gummies to kids without their parents' consent to get them to sleep. This is ABC News. They're apparently not interested in reforming border policy, but House Republicans are very much interested in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Rules Committee Chair Tom Cole.
The consequences of this crisis have been stark and sobering, and there's hardly a community anywhere in this country that's not felt the impact.
Jim McGovern of Massachusetts is the ranking member.
Truly, this is one of the most pathetic, embarrassing things that this committee has ever done.
A number of Senate Democrats and administration figures are trying to kill any impeachment trial. Wayne Kramer died.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters!
A close friend says the MC5 guitarist Wayne Kramer died in Los Angeles, pancreatic cancer. The band started in Detroit in the 60s and was the only band to play at the Democratic Convention in 1968. Kramer's death leaves drummer Dennis Thompson as the last surviving member of the MC5. Wayne Kramer was 75. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
Yeah. No, we think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies developing in the overnight. Lows near the 30-degree mark with light winds. On Tuesday, though, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine developing. Highs of the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. Highs near the 50-degree mark. It's 33 at our studios.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this a Man on the Street Monday edition. Welcome to it, my little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, great to be with you. Thank you, Nate, working hard on the board. Of course, our audience, thanks for joining the political party. It's going to be a fun week.
It absolutely is. And did I mention, after I go on this little field trip and do this little radio show with you, I'm going to go to bed tonight, and I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I'm going to Las Vegas, baby. I'm chasing
Vegas, baby.
President Joe Biden in Vegas overnight, Sunday into Monday. I bet he's putting some money down on the Chiefs. And today, Dom, today, before I go, I took a little venture up to the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds. Took our young intern, Slade Oliver, with me, and we did some man-on-the-streeting.
Oh, nice.
And I met some fine people. Some Trump supportive. Others Taylor Swift supportive. I found a Chiefs fan. She was a very clear Chiefs fan. Wouldn't have guessed her to be a Chiefs fan. Wouldn't have guessed the Trumpster to be a Trumpster. It's strange. The people that we live with and, you know, walk these streets with every day, Dom. Some, if you look hard enough, you think, oh, I know for sure-sies. But today, Crudy got stumped at least once or twice. Like, I didn't see, you know, like,
right,
there was
man,
some mystery to what was behind each and every man on the street that we talked to. I am going to tell you about
obvious signs, no one carrying Confederate flags, anything like that. So you had to guess, man.
And
sometimes you can't judge the book by the cover, right?
Let me tell you about the one guy's cover, though. Like, you're wearing a lid today, Dom. You got the hat on. I'm wearing my Badger, beloved Badger red, despite the couple of recent losses on the hardwoods. But you got the 414 on. And I did meet a guy today, Bill, I believe his name, and he was wearing a hat, black with white lettering, and it said, anti-fascist. I said, I got to meet Bill. I didn't know he was Bill yet, you know, but I went and introduced myself, briefly spoke with these fine gentlemen, and, you know, gotta tell you, Bill's a little dry, didn't play along with me in the same way that some of the fine people did, but I said, Bill, you know, just based on the hat, is it fair if I call you Antifa? No, I prefer anti-fascist. I said, well, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm having a little fun with you here, Bill. Play along. But Bill was an interesting character, as was Larry and Rachel and Carol and Linda. Made some new friends today. Went out on the streets. Now I'm going to try to make this a regular thing. You know, they tell us people here in flyover country, you know, the Great Midwest, the Rust Belt. No one's ever asking people, what do you think? Well, we're asking. We'll share that a little bit later in the hour, perhaps, Tom. But the question I have, how did Scott Walker end up in this fine news article over at the NBC News? Why is the wanker's opinion about anything relevant in this day and age? And also, why is this the lead, Dom?
Anytime I see Scott Walker in the national news in the state of Wisconsin highlighted in the national news, man, it's got to be close to a lead. That's what I'm going to go for. And it's I think it's very important. And I'll tell you why Scott Walker is in this article, because if the Dems have their way, they're going to undo a lot of the things Scott Walker did. And I think Scott Walker thinks that's a bad idea.
Well, when you say undo, you mean through undoing the super partisan gerrymander, right? They're going to roll that back. And if they roll that back and there are fair maps and there are fair elections, and what a novel concept it's been since before we started doing this fine radio show about 12 years ago, Dom. Haven't really had democracy since that time. Not in the
really, literally, dude. I mean, it's from
small
the
D democracy the, way.
Yeah, from the Tea Party. That's kind of when we started, right?
Yep.
I was like, yeah, man, I'm taxed enough already. I pay enough taxes. I don't need any more taxes. But yeah, that was the time when we started this thing. And as this article points out, we go through some of the history of it. Scott Walker, very instrumental in bringing Wisconsin away from its progressive roots.
Wanker. Here's the headline, Dom. Democrats see prime opportunity to finally break the GOP's grip on Wisconsin. And with the new majority on the high court, new legislative maps on the way, Democrats have their sights set on reversing Republicans' entrenched advantages in the battleground state. Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, Adam.
Isn't it?
Edelman. In the perennial battleground of Wisconsin, Democrats are having a moment, Dom.
Woohoo!
Liberals have their first majority in the state Supreme Court in 15 years. New maps will almost certainly eat into Republicans' longstanding majorities in the state legislature, and more favorable congressional lines could follow. The party is a strong incumbent in the U.S. Senate. Tammy Baldwin, the unbeatable, I'm just throwing that out there. They didn't actually get to her yet. Who still doesn't have a top-tier Republican challenger heading into her re-election campaign this year, and an incumbent governor with consistently solid approval ratings. That's sort of a backhanded endorsement. As Democratic Governor Tony Evers put it during his recent State of the State address, Wisconsin, it's been one heck of a year.
Heck of a year.
It's been a heck of a decade or more, Dom, as we well know. At the outset of the election year, Democrats in a critical swing state see a golden opportunity to claw back power from the GOP, which until recently enjoyed an ironclad grip on nearly all levers of state government. And despite a long history of Midwestern progressivism, Wisconsin emerged as one of the epicenters of the Tea Party movement in 10 when Republicans won the governorship in both chambers of the legislature. And during the wanker's term, during Governor Scott Walker's tenure from 2011 to 2019, a stretch further aided by conservative majority of the state's high court, a GOP trifecta, Dom, reinvented the state as a national model for crap. I mean, conservative policies, including major anti-union measures, concealed carry legislation, abortion limits, and voter ID laws.
Pretty, it seems like it always starts here and then goes other places, man. I just feel like we've been dealing with this for so much longer than the
Occupy
rest of the country.
Didn't start on Wall Street. It started on my street. The wanker once said, I believe, Dom.
Pretty, Republicans also wielded that power to redraw maps that cemented their overwhelming majorities in the Senate, despite an essentially evenly divided state electorate. It's an imbalance that has continued to resonate, even after Evers defeated Walker in 18, with repeated GOP efforts to halt his power. But with a favorable state Supreme Court now in hand and political momentum on their side, Democrats have their sights set on finally reversing Republicans' deeply entrenched advantages. This opportunity to have fair maps is going to change a lot of things, Senator Tammy Baldwin said in an interview. Walker acknowledged in an interview that the new maps and court could help Democrats, quote unquote, wipe out his legacy of conservative policies, an outcome he said would be devastating, but argued it wasn't because the state had moved to the left. Instead, he said the energy felt by state Democrats and in the state Supreme Court race last year was because of Donald Trump, the front runner in the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. He turns people out on the left, said Walker, referring to donors and voters. Trump motivates the left. Since Trump,
oh, I think he motivates the left. He's a hell of a motivator, Dom.
Yeah. There's a lot in here. I'm going to jump down here a little bit, if I may. New maps will also likely shift Republicans further away from a supermajority. The party currently has one in the state Senate, and it's only two seats short of having one in the state assembly, and with it, the ability to overturn Evers' vetoes. Another quote from Senator Baldwin. While we've squeaked out some really amazing victories with narrow margins in many cases, you would think of, okay, 50% Wisconsinites vote Democrat and 50% Wisconsinites vote Republican. How is it we have a state legislature that is two-thirds Republican in a state that's really 50-50? Question mark. It's gerrymandering. It's gerrymandering, Jerry. The case over the state legislative maps was the first of many regarding hot-button issues, most notably abortion rights, that are expected to reach the state Supreme Court this term. And progressives are continuing to try to capitalize on the court's makeup. A high-profile Democratic law firm recently filed a challenge asking the justices to review the state's congressional maps as well ahead of the 2024 election. Republicans currently control 6 of the 8 House seats. It's unlikely but not impossible that the court would take up the case this year, but Democrats in the state say the turn of events makes clear that things are changing. Our pal, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler, said this, over and over in 2018, 2020, 2022, 2023, Democrats have defeated mega Republicans on a statewide level, but the state legislative maps have been so rigged that the GOP held on to power. As a result, many of our state's policies, like the GOP's refusal to expand Medicaid, make Wisconsin look bright red. But now, because there's a progressive Supreme Court majority and the maps have been declared unconstitutional, we're about to have the first unrigged election in our state legislature in 13 years.
13 Hallelujah!
Years, Rudy.
I know, I'm very excited. The prospect
of, I mean, for real,
of actually having legislative races that matter this fall, I'm very excited. I'm very optimistic about that. And I think the fact, and, you know, I don't want to nationalize local politics, Tom, but they do have a 300-pound orange elephant in the room. You know, somebody is representing that party at the top of the ticket. And even Rojo, remember our corrupted local senator, Ron? Well, Ron did the math once. 51,000 votes. Trump did not get that other Republicans, legislative Republicans, got in this state.
Down ticket, yeah.
Down ticket. Well, I got to think there are a few that maybe stayed home as well. Just didn't find the man very appealing as a presidential candidate. I don't know why. I met some people on the street today. They just love the man. It is Man on the Street Monday edition. We'll talk a little bit more about this pivotal swing state that we live in, Wisconsin. At least Dom and I live here. And you can tell us all about you. Man on the street style, just on the phone. 844-967-2789. Did I mention, Dom, I'm going to Vegas?
Did I mention that?
I'm going to Vegas.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can be a part. Hey, it's really super easy. Just download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store. You can click on the buttons. You can automatically call, automatically text, find all the different stations on the network, and of course, take the Devils with you everywhere you go.
Now, Dom, from this NBC News piece, you know, the subheadline I found grabbed my attention. The GOP, they're feeling a little malaise. Not a term I use often, but I'm familiar with the word.
I prefer disarray, but malaise is fine.
I just don't often feel malaise because, you know, I'm on the team that's doing most of the winning here of late. Anytime we're not talking about the economy, it's a lost opportunity. Wanker said they've got to have that discipline. Don't give people reasons not to vote for them. This advice coming from the failed presidential candidate who then pivoted back and, you know, got beat here as governor as well. Brandon Scholes.
He's now, he runs the Young America's
Young Foundation. Adolph's Foundation?
America's Foundation, where he's pivotal in energizing and engaging young conservative voters. So,
yeah, how's that working out for the party? Brandon Scholes, a GOP strategist in Wisconsin, added the Democrats, and here's the quote, Tom, they're going to get redistricting, abortion, and reversals of what the conservative court accomplished. They're going to have more Democrats in the legislature. What's the Wisconsin GOP going to do to bring back the voters they've lost? It can't be business as usual. I think that is the plan, Dom. Tax cuts.
I don't know. Tax cuts. That's always the plan. Tax cuts. But, you know, the Republican Party, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, is in fact in disarray. It will not be business as usual. Aren't they trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss?
Slow down, disarray, and we've got some sound. Hell, man. Some of the luminaries of the GOP were in town this weekend speaking to that very topic. But before we go there, the malaise, there's that word again. In some GOP circles in Wisconsin, doesn't rise to the level of dysfunction that Republican parties have seen in recent months in other swing states. Really? We're short? Well, here's what they say. The chair of the Arizona GOP resigned last month amid bribery accusations involving U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake, while the chair of the Michigan Republican Party has refused to accept a vote to oust her. Well, that's only because the former Republican Party chairman, Andrew Hitt, a false elector here in the state of Wisconsin, who I understand gave J6 testimony and might have done a little pre-offering, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. Well, he's moved on. That's the only reason why that headline's not applicable here. But anyways, a little bit more. But it still makes for an auspicious look for a party in a state that will again be pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. Think Wisconsin's going to play a part?
A little part.
Dominic, the new chair, we know Brian, radio dog that he is, responding to questions about how the state party intended to combat a recent string of Democratic successes in the state. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming said that Democrats have failed the American people. What a strong answer, Brian.
What?
Whether it be the White House or the State House, Republicans are committed to earning and honoring the state of Wisconsinites with common sense policies. Could you name a few? Could you?
I'm abortion, not clear. I mean, especially
anti-abortion, abortion bans,
Medicaid expansion, weed.
No, none of that stuff.
No, none of that. None of that for you. No. Okay.
So there's much, much more here, Dom. And, you know, they talk about the fact that some of the approval polls here in the state of Wisconsin, well, they've got Joe a little underwater, or maybe they even have Trump within the margin of error. But Dom, the only poll that matters around here, as far as I'm concerned, Marquette University Law School poll. And did I mention our good friend Charles Franklin is dropping one this Wednesday? And despite the fact that I'm going to be out of state, we're going to have Charles Franklin join us here on the airwaves 5:30 Central Time on Wednesday with some hot off the presses polling. And he asked the marijuana question.
Oh, he got asked the weed question. Well done. Do we know? Okay.
I don't know what the polling, they don't pre-release for us. Tipped us off to the weed question.
Charles, man, give me a little insider line, man. What's happening with the weed?
Well, he did. He asked the weed question. That's the insider lie. He didn't call anybody else around here, as far as I know, until the weed question's coming. That was saved for the devil's 100% advocates.
Legalized weed. I bet. I'm just, you know, prognosticating here, but I'm betting that the question of legal weed in Wisconsin asked by Charles Franklin Market at University Law School poll will be more than 50% down for legalized recreational marijuana.
Well,
I'm just taking that action.
Here are a couple of the stats from this article at the NBC News. They talk about the president, the current president, and you know, the fact that Rojo won a third term here, that galls me, but just 42% of registered Wisconsin voters said they approve of Biden's current job as president in Marquette's November poll, while 57% said they disapproved. He was minus 15 then. Again, you're going to have to wait till 5:30 on Wednesday when Charles joins us right on the airwaves. You'll be listening anyways. We'll give you an update on that number. But by comparison, the same poll found that Tony Evers' approval rating was 53%, 46% disapproved, while 51% of voters approved of the job of the state Supreme Court, just 43% disapproving with them, Dom.
Yeah, but here's the one that I always love, because you know how legislators are. The only the Wisconsin legislature fared worse than Biden in the poll, with 40% of respondents saying approved of the job that it was doing, 57% say they disapproved. And that's actually much higher than Congress, which is kind of shocking.
That may be higher than the mass media, Dom. But of course, the devil's advocates, we've got
100%.
At least 63% approval rating from the audience, I would guess.
At least
you can be a part. 844-967-2789. Going to bring you some Man on the Street Monday edition. And also, Mike Lindell, the Cyber Ninja Symposium pillow guy. Well, he was, in Waukesha this weekend? And he's...
My understanding, he was in Sturtevant, according to the Wisconsin Examiner.
My bad.
He was in Sturtevant on Saturday.
Thank you for that
clarification. To promote the ongoing recall effort against Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Oh, and I believe we have some sound. And, you know, if the people are super duper people, they're going to stick around for the sound, Dom. And also, they're going to participate in this big Monday edition. And did I mention I got some new friends? I think there was a movie with a similar name once, although I think there was a Ted and Alice in there. Larry, Rachel, Carol, Linda, and anti-fascist Bill. Some of the nice people I met here in Madison, Wisconsin today. Unlike you, Dom, I go out and I meet people. I make friendly with them. I enjoyed them in conversation. I commiserate with them. The fine people, and I find out, are they fans of the devil's advocates?
Oh.
Or more importantly, are they fans of Taylor Swift or the Kansas City Chiefs? And do they believe the conspiracy? Because I know I sure do. Me and Reince Priebus. I'll tell you about that. The My Pillow guy and your calls. Love it when you participate at 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After a weekend of airstrikes on Iran's proxies in the Middle East,
More likely.
We're getting the message that the United States is prepared to carry out additional retaliatory strikes if they happen. But what we heard from the Pentagon's top spokesman today is that they're not going to telegraph any of that. So no advance warning or anything like that. But we saw that build up last week, but eventually we did see those strikes. But the Pentagon's top spokesman, Pat Ryder, is saying today that that's not going to happen in the further.
ABC's Louis Martinez. A freighter traveling through the southern Red Sea was hit by a suspected Houthi rebel drone. The British military says the attack caused slight damage to the freighter's windows on the bridge. No injuries reported. 6 months in jail, the sentence for former Indianapolis area daycare operator Tanya Rochelle Voris. She pleaded guilty to giving melatonin gummies to kids without their parents' consent to get them to sleep. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies developing in the overnight. Lows near the 30-degree mark with light winds. On Tuesday, though, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine developing. Highs of the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. Highs near the 50-degree mark. Currently 32 degrees.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Man on the Street Monday edition. Because I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. Did I mention I'm going to Vegas, Tom? Joe Biden there today. We're going to bring you some of the president sound from Vegas a little bit later in the big show. And some of the man on the streeting stuff as well, Dom. But the former party chairman, Reince Priebus, right? He's a Wisconsin dude.
Oh, yeah.
Reince Priebus weighs in on the right-wing Taylor Swift conspiracies. I don't know if you know this, Dom, but there are a few Q-ish sort of conspiracies swirling about, you know, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift romance and the fact that perhaps the NFL is tilted the Super Bowl to favor the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was funny because I met Trumpsters today on the street, but I also met a lady named Carol, and Carol was a little bit of a quiet talker. So because it was on the street and, you know, I didn't have a parabolic mic on Carol, probably can't use her sound on the air, but something you might not consider, Carol was a Biden supportive person. Not down for the Trump or any of the conspiracy theories associated, but she was a Chiefs fan. And I'm thinking, yeah, it all makes sense now, Carol. It all makes sense. But Reince Priebus weighs in on the right-wing Taylor Swift conspiracy, calling them a powder keg of stupidity. You're talking about the MAGA Republican base here, Reince. A little bit from the Journal Sentinel, Dom. Reince Priebus, chair of the host committee for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, called right-wing conspiracy theories that pop sensation Taylor Swift has been set up to sway the 2024 election for President Joe Biden a powder keg of stupidity. I would perhaps use that analogy on you someday, Dom. You're talking about two of the most popular things in America right now, Dom and Crute. No, Taylor Swift and the NFL. And we've got a party that wants to grow the tent. I don't think attacking those two is obviously the way to go. He said to the George Stephanopoulos on the ABC this week.
He said, I don't think attacking those two, but he didn't say whether or not it's true. It's true. It's a Pentagon psyops to make KC win the game so she can kiss her boyfriend on midfield and announce her support for Joe Biden.
Travis Kelce, you just won a rigged Super Bowl. What are you doing now? We're going to endorse Joe Biden.
Yeah, right. If I may, Crudy, I know we talk about.
You may.
Sometimes I get a little rambunctious and describing, you know, some of the actions and beliefs and, you know, of the MAGAs. Now, this is Reince Priebus calling this a powder keg of stupidity. Is that acceptable? You know, I was just wondering. Republicans are calling other Republicans stupid because they believe in outrageous conspiracies that have no basis in truth or fact or evidence to back it up. And Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, former chief of staff to the president, right, comes out and acknowledges and criticizes his own party. It seems like, you know, I don't know. It's they're in a little bit of disarray.
Well, I thought you were going to say that.
My own opinion.
Reince Priebus's life might be in danger. Stephanopoulos had asked Priebus about the Fox News personalities that have become obsessed with the idea of Taylor Swift helping Joe Biden, including some believing that she is a Pentagon asset to help get the president reelected. I believe that'd be Jesse Waters. I think he's pulling down the prime time on Fox News. I mean, this is not fringe stuff. This is their primetime host saying this.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not, hang on, if I may, just because it's the top guy on Fox News doesn't mean it's not fringe stuff. Fox News doesn't bring it out from the fringe and make it, you know, mainstream. It's still fringe. Fox News, you know, lies to their audience to the tune of what, $800 some million? And they still have other lawsuits pending for billions of dollars from these voting machine companies. Because they lied over and over about their products.
Well, Dom, I don't know if you recall, but I've been banned from Fox News for calling profanely to their attention their failure to provide live coverage of the January 6th hearings. and running Tucker Carlson absent ads against the J6 coverage in everywhere else in the free world. You remember that, Dom? So I
do
happen to get dragged on the Fox News for the umpteenth time, and I told him what I thought of that malarkey. And strangely, I haven't been invited back on Fox News anytime recently.
Hey, speaking of Tucker Carlson, you see where he's been lately?
Canada. Or where? Where are you Russia. Thinking?
Oh. He's a Russian.
Former Republican president candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has questioned whether the system is rigged to give Swift's relationship with Kansas City Chief tight end Travis Kelce media coverage ahead of the Biden endorsement. Some conspiracists believe the announcement could happen at the Super Bowl next weekend. Oh, please let it for all the Swifties. The New York Times recently reported that Biden's campaign team is trying to figure out how to get Swift's endorsement. Swift, who endorsed Biden in 2020, has a massive fan base that overlaps with many of the voters he needs to court. That's like humans, right? He needs them all. You need all the voters to see it your way. A little bit more. Priebus said, even if Swift takes a political position and doesn't like Trump, it's not going to change. I don't think anyone's vote in November, but these kind of conspiracy theories could do that. Again, a quote from the former chief of staff to the president. I think a lot of these things that are out there are clicks, he said. Social media algorithms are driving our country further apart. And this is just one more of many things that you can read online or in social media, and you just have to move on. Well, people wouldn't read it if they didn't believe it, you moron. You know what I mean? That's your MAGA Republican base.
Like Jesse Waters and Vivek Ramaswamy were telling them these kinds of things. And for the record, Taylor Swift, I believe she supported Biden last time, right? And she'll probably support him this time. But, you know, Trump's got Kid Rock. I saw on Twitter, Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent were on stage for the God's Trucker Convoy to the Border thing. I don't hear any Democrats saying, oh, it's a conspiracy. Ted Nugent is on the trucker thing to whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, I just don't understand the whole line of thinking, but they have their musicians and we have ours.
Dom,
I used to like Ted Nugent and Kid Rock, by the way, so I'm very heartbroken right now.
If you want to hear a real conspiracy, well, before there's not enough time, and we will take callers here in just a moment at 844-967-2789. The other guy, talk about allies of Donald Trump. Well, the MyPillow guy was in Studevant, you said, right? He's here talking trash about Robin Voss. And, you know, how could we not share it with you, our favorite audience? Nate, this is going to take all the heavy lifting on you. Let's play the My Pillow guy, bless his heart, Mike Lindell.
Robin Voss, he's been the biggest blocker to this country's efforts to secure our elections there is. He's as bad as Crooked Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia. Nobody's worse than Robin Voss. You don't order an investigation of your state in election. It's been a lot of money on it, 10 months, and the guy, all these investigators come out with the report, and you bury it. That's what Robin Voss did to Wisconsin and to our country. Shame on him. He's disgusting.
Shame on him. He's disgusting. Understanding there was really only one primary investigator, and it was corrupted. Former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who actually went out to the cyber symposium, I believe, I might have misstated, Don, maybe South Dakota, the locale of that, that Mike Lindell had. And apparently Gableman went to on the taxpayer dime. That was part of his $11,000 a month cross-country world tour looking for Reagan.
Once he got out of the local library, yes.
That, and of course, there was lots of subpoenaing Democratic mayors of local municipalities and threats of jail if they didn't respond.
Come down to the strip mall. I got some questions for you.
I love that sound. That was some good sound. Well done.
So we have Mike Lindell, and shame on us forever having to know that guy's name. Robin Voss is disgusting. We have Republican Mike Lindell calling Republican Robin Voss a disgusting human being, worse than Crooked Brad Raffensperger. Then we have Reince Priebus, right? Republican, calling all these, you know, conspiracy theories about a powder keg of stupidity. This is how they reference each other. This is how they talk amongst the family, man. How am I supposed to be above that? I mean, if that's how they refer to themselves, then what am I supposed to do?
Oh, you think that's bad? You should hear how Donald Trump talks about women. 844-967-2789. Speaking of, Lori from Beloit, you're our first caller today. Welcome, Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Yes. Hi, you guys. That's your favorite therapist.
Lori. Oh, welcome back.
And it was nice meeting you, Mike, at Delavan at the Lake Lawn Lodge that night.
Yeah. Nice. Met lots of nice people that night. That was quite a shindig.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun. But a couple things. First of all, Trump's going to implode. He's on his way. He's going to lose it completely, I think, before the election. He's going to show how mentally fragile he really is.
Our friend Jim Santel, Lori, says that the Engoron ruling will probably come down this week, somewhere north of $300 million, and probably ending his business career in the state of New York. That's going to tarnish the brand a little, I think, Lori.
That's going to take a little brain space as well.
I've been pegged down a few times in life and business. You go, Lori.
Oh, go ahead. What I wanted to say is, wouldn't it be funny if Taylor Swift and all the Swifties are the ones that bring Trump down? I mean, we've tried to impeach him. We've had marches with thousands and thousands of people. Everything we've done to try and take this man down, and the Swifties, I think, could honestly do it. So they don't want to play with these people.
Lori, you realize Taylor Swift has more social media followers than there were voters in the last presidential election. I certainly think she could affect more than just a little bit around the margins. If Taylor Swift encouraged young people, go vote, not for Trump. She doesn't even have to tell them who to vote for, just who to vote against.
No, and all these evangelicals who are for family values and stuff, they're saying how dads are now watching football games with their daughters and, you know, really kind of helping to bond, make a relationship there that they can, you know, work off of. And they don't like that either. So they're not
Lori,
for family values.
Don was just telling me he's been watching football with his daughter so she can explain the sport to him.
Yes. And it's quality time, though, isn't it? I mean, it's fun.
Right. Sure.
So thanks, guys, and thanks for all you're doing. Keep it up, okay?
Thank you, Lori. We intend to. Uninterrupted. 844-967-2789. I got to go see my son compete in his final high school athletic event. He's been wrestling, and he had a wrestling meet this weekend, and it was his final. But he ended the day 2-1 in this mini tournament, and he won't be advancing to state, but you know, he did finish his high school career with a pin. And nice. I got to think, you know, knowing how my own mind works and memories of my own glorious days as a high school football player, did I tell you I was a high school state runner up, Dom, in 1984?
Okay, how many touchdowns do you get one year?
Zero. I never scored a touchdown.
Hell, yeah, I barely one time though, right?
I barely scored a field goal in basketball, Dom. I mean, I think 7 was my highest scoring output in a singular game. And not in football. I'm talking about in basketball. So I was not a prolific scorer. I played defense. I was a defensive guy, Dom.
You were a moose, man. You're throwing elbows. I remember getting in the paint with you.
Oh, you don't want to get in the paint with Crudy.
Come on, I know, man.
Well, that's just because Bobby cut my eye through that elbow. It's like watching that Purdue game the other night. Guy got whacked in the head, flagrant foul. And, you know, guy comes out a little spicy after a little confrontation like that in the Hutch pit. A little bad blood. Come back with us. Man on the Street Mondays. I'm going to introduce you to five people like Larry, Rachel, and anti-fascist Bill.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show.
Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Mayer on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the line. You can do so at 844-967-2789.
You know, Dominic, I left the studio today, took the intern Slade, and we went up to the Wisconsin State Capitol Square. And I realized immediately, not quite as warm as I thought it was. I brought myself gloves, and I brought one glove for Slade because he was going to have to hold the camera. You know, only one, sir. Only one. Nothing like putting your hands on a cold piece of metal with no glove because he's the intern. I didn't want
hard work.
I'm trying to keep him, you know, hungry, if you know what I'm saying. So we go up to the square, and the first couple we met were Larry and Rachel. And they were walking down the street together, arm in arm. And Rachel had some walking boots, apparently maybe some surgery, something. I didn't quite, you know, hammer it out with her hip and all that kind of stuff. Didn't quite get there with Rachel. But I was talking to Larry. And Larry was telling me about his, you know, his fanship and different stuff. We're talking about the Super Bowl. You know, starting light. I hear it's Super Bowl week. And then, you know, then I try to use that rant Priebus, that conspiracy theory about Taylor Swift as a point of pivot to the politics, just to use it like a Rorschach, like a litmus test. You know, how would they respond? And I think I've got this young lady, Rachel. I think she kind of jumps out here and she had something to say. And I had just asked the question about the conspiracy theory, and here was Rachel's response.
What do you think about some of the conspiracies we see out there?
Are you a Trump fan?
Well, am I, man?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I would not say I'm a fan. No, I'm left of center. I was a Bernie Sanders fan, okay. And I've been to Trump rallies. I've been to Bernie, Hillary, Joe Biden. I was at Kamala about a week ago, Monday. So I've had a chance to meet a lot of them. Trump is not without any charisma or charm. You know, if you beat the guy, no one gets elected president without some charm, right?
Yeah.
But, no, I think he's crazy about
it. They had to drop out my profanity, and then I had to apologize to the nice people on the square. You know, because really, you shouldn't call a guy a crazy MF-er in front of strangers, virtual strangers. But I thought I had a kinship there, you know, with Larry and Rachel. But what I realized, actually, they're Trump supportive. And if I had to guess, this gentleman, Larry, not real tall, shorter guy like you, African-American, maybe Latino. And I wouldn't have picked him. You know, if I had to walk around in the square and say, which guy up here is going to be supporting Trump today? I wouldn't have guessed. But they both were. And it was about the crazy. And like, he's the right kind of crazy for them. Like matching crazy with crazy. That was kind of the point I was making. Got a little profane, so couldn't play it all. But, you know, like he's their kind of crazy. Our kind of guy. So Larry and Rachel, very nice to meet them. They were very polite. You know, stopped and talked to strangers on the street.
Yeah, right. Recorded?
May I record you? Yes. I think we got one more guy. I think we got a little more. And, you know, some of this better in the telling, but I did tell you about the guy wearing the the black hat, similar to you, Dan. Yes, you got the 414 and white script on your hat. Bill was wearing anti-fascist on the hat. And not a super dynamic guy. I mean, nice enough. Again, Bill stopped, was courteous enough to answer a few of my questions. But, you know, I was trying to have a little fun with the whole Antifa concept.
Right.
Bill less willing to play along with me. But let's play a little bit of the Bill sound. And yours truly, doing a little Man on the Street Monday edition.
Anti-fascist.
Yes.
So you're kind of Antifa by definition, are you not?
You can hear me smiling, can't you?
Anti-fascist.
Yes, sir. Well, they kind of have polluted what Antifa would stand for, have they not?
Well, they've lied about it.
Yes, sir. Bill, when you say anti-fascist, what's that mean to you?
That means anti-fascist.
Okay, how define
anti-Republican. Little dry, Bill.
Do you think the Republicans are currently embodying fascistic tendencies?
Yes, well, yes.
And you think it's Trump, or do you think it's the party? Well, define what you think.
They've been evolving in that direction for a long time, since at least Reagan.
Yeah.
And
what do you think Wisconsin's history in that was?
I think it's obviously part of it.
Yeah.
I think their denial of the democracy in the state by the Republicans is fascist.
Yes, sir.
Yes, anyway.
My final thought, Bill.
Yes.
You got a favorite in the Super Bowl?
No.
You don't?
No.
Will you watch?
Possibly.
Will it bother you? Or
no.
Would you be supported if Taylor Swift made an endorsement of Joe Biden?
I don't know who she is. I mean, I know she's a singer, but sure. I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't recognize any of her music.
Yes,
so I really don't know her. Anyway,
You and Bill have that in common, Dom. You're familiar that she's out there in the world.
Yes.
But wouldn't be familiar with most of her musical catalog. So Bill was nice enough, but you know, at the heart of it, Bill is anti-MAGA Republican. And although he's not, you know, I mean, talking to a stranger on the street, maybe he's being a little guarded, so I don't mean to tease him too much for being dry.
Sure.
But he's wearing it on his sleeve, if you know what I'm saying. When exactly. You're walking around on the state capitol square where there are, I would allege, a few fascists working in the building, and you're walking around that square wearing your anti-fascist hat, you're kind of putting up the freak flag, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, it used to be a time where, I don't know, like our grandparents fought in World War II, that's just how it was. We were all anti-fascist for a long time. And then, you know, then it continually, like water and gravity, creeps back in.
Some of us still anti-fascist. I know Bill is. And I feel like Bill and I have that kinship. We're both anti-fascist. Carol, also met a fine, nice, quiet, too quiet for broadcast, unfortunately. Quiet talking Carol on the square. Very nice. She was a bit of Biden supportive. But she said, you know, actually, I'm not a Travis Kelce fan. I'm who's the other Kelce brother? She prefers the one that plays for the Eagles. And then she said, and I don't know if you're familiar with the roster of the Eagles. I'm originally from Philadelphia, she told me. And I'm thinking, I partied there hard at the DNC. But anyways, she said, I don't know if you're familiar, but we have a Swift on the Eagles roster. She said, so we've got our own Swift. I said, I might steal that one from you, Carol. And I did. So there we go. Come back. A happy hour indeed.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.